Thank you for calling UnitedHealthcare Shared Services. If you're a provider, press 1. If you're a member, please refer to the number on the back of your member card. For dental, press 1. For eligibility, benefits, or our claim mailing address, press 2. To receive claim status information for this member, press 3. Tell me which of the following you're calling for. You can say, benefits and eligibility facts, claims facts, your mailing address, or I have a passcode. Okay, now say or enter your 6-digit passcode. That was 188290. Is that right?
No.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Say or enter your 6-digit passcode. Please hold while I get you to someone who can help.
Please note that payment is subject to plan provisions, limitations, and eligibility on the date services are rendered. The information provided does not guarantee payment or represent a treatment decision. Treatment decisions are made between the patient and their physician. Your call is very important to us. All advocates are currently assisting other callers. Please hold and your call will be answered by the next available advocate.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Sean. May I please have the member's ID number that we're calling about today?
Hey, Sean. My name is Kamlesh, and I called for the member at this hotel, at this hotel, be like Bravo, be like Papa, 10092.
How do you spell your first name?
It's spelled like Case Kilo, Alpha, I'm like Mary, I like Lima, E like Echo, S like Sierra, H like Hotel. Come in.
Alrighty, and what was the... Okay, and what was the name of the patient that we're calling about today?
It's for Christina Satch. So Christina Satch with date of birth.
And Christina's date of birth?
Yes. November 15, 1999.
Alrighty. And what provider, office, or facility are you calling with today?
I'm calling for Nourish Incorporated, Nourish Inc.
Nourish?
Nourish, yes.
Gotcha, okay. What state would services be rendered in?
It was in Texas.
I'm sorry, you said Texas?
Yes, Texas, yes.
Okay, what's a good callback number?
Yeah, it's 301-477-8673, direct line.
And the tax ID number?
85395-3549.
Are you all in network with UnitedHealthcare Choice Plus?
Yes.
And what is it that I can assist you with today?
Sorry, what was that?
What is it that I can assist you with today?
Yeah, the claim is in process. even been its past process time. So can you help?
Okay. Me? I need the data service first before I can do anything.
Yeah, I have 2/18 of 2025. 2/18/25.
All right, and what was the total build amount?
$225 even. And
what's
Alrighty,
name? Was it just that? My name is Sean. S is in Sam, E is in Echo, A is in Alpha, N is in November. Initial to my last name is D is in Delta.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
And what was it? Let me finish here. What was it? Just that one singular claim that we're calling about today?
No, no. For this patient, I have 3 data observations.
Okay. What was the second data service?
Oh, that was 1/18, and another is just a moment. Okay, January 14 of 2025. And it was billed for $300 even.
Okay, and what was that third data service?
Right. And the third is just a moment. Okay. March 25 of 2025, and it was billed for $119.60. So they all
are in
process.
Yep, I can look into those. Is this the first time you've called about these particular dates of service?
I called first time, but our colleague has already called for this. Someone say you need
okay,
to wait for a few days.
Do you have the call reference number from the previous call?
Yes. So I have 250-714-000-26424.
All right, yeah, let me look into these claims for you. Is it okay if I put you on a brief hold while I do?
Yes, yes, yes.
Sure. Thank you. I'll be right back. you still there?
Yes. Yes.
All right, I'm still doing a little bit of digging into these. It looks like previously back on 7:15, an inquiry was sent on one of these claims. So I'm just checking to see the response to the inquiry as of now.
Okay.
Is it okay if I put you back on hold for just another moment?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll be right back. So I'm still showing all three of these things being in processing. But like I said, I do see an inquiry was sent back on 7-15 of 2025.
Okay.
We did receive a response from Health Plans Incorporated on 7-22 of 2025 that due to some technological issue to allow more time for these claims to process, they advised to allow at least 45 days from 7-22 of 2025.
Issue, okay. The Astro allow 45 business days, right?
Correct. From 7-22 of 2025.
And it is limited to the one claim for this one date of service, or all the
three? No, these were for all three of these, yeah.
Okay. And any ticket number is raised for that? Do you have any ticket number?
No. It wasn't a ticket. It was just a response to an inquiry. Unfortunately, inquiries don't generate ticket numbers.
Okay. Anyway, so now we need to wait for 3 days to complete that claims.
Yes, that need to allow more time. Correct.
Okay. Health Plan Incorporated. Anyways, what's going to be the reference number for this call?
Yeah, reference for our conversation is 250-815. Followed by three consecutive zeros, 13518.
13518. Oh, I missed some numbers. Can you please repeat for
250?
Okay.
815. 000. 13518.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Sean, thank you so much for that wonderful help. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day. And if you've previously elected to take the survey, please stay on the line.
Okay.